Listen. Think. Learn. Grow. Listen. Think. Learn. Grow. Live. Live. Live.
This is Metaphysical Universe, exploring science and spirituality with Dr. Douglas Kelly and Dr. Vicki Hunter.
And good evening to you for Wednesday, April 23rd, 2014. I'm Dr. Doug Kelly here with Dr. Vicki Hunter.
Good evening, Dr. Doug. Good to be here.
Yes, it is. It's another Wednesday night. And we're going to be talking about the metaphysical arts of success tonight. Before we get into that, we will welcome those who are joining us live and those who are not joining us live and those who are listening to the archive. We appreciate you taking your time to be with us for the next little bit. Metaphysical Universe is a weekly service and educational program of the Metaphysical Church of Humanistic Science. Our mission is to explore and empower the human spirit as well as to explore science and spirituality, and this we call Metaphysical Humanism. In addition to this weekly radio program, MCHS also operates a couple of different schools. One of them is the Institute of Metaphysical Humanistic Science, which offers bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees in metaphysics and related specializations. As we also have the International College of Humanistic Science, where you can take standalone courses as well as get certifications in things like spiritual counseling, paranormal science, and life coaching and hypnosis, several of them there. The website addresses for these two different schools, the Institute of Metaphysical Humanistic Science, or IMHS, is metaphysicsinstitute.org. The International College is ICHSworld.org. So if that has any meaning to you or interest, please take a look. Now tonight we're going to be talking about the metaphysical laws of success, talking about what success is, what it's not.
So what do you mean by metaphysical laws or points of success, Doug?
I don't know, because that's just in the script, so I'm not, I'm just reading.
Well, I guess, you know, anyone listening would wonder, okay, what does that mean by the metaphysical?
And that's a good question. Well, it's real simple. Metaphysics is the study of consciousness and existence. So when you think about laws of success, or success obviously has to do with us, with people. And so when we talk about success, we're kind of going a little bit deeper in the metaphysical area, where we're just doing it within the context of consciousness and existence. In other words, more of a spiritual flavor, and the idea is to go a little deeper and consider the oneness of it all, the global picture, a bigger view, stand back and look at a bigger view of what success really means. Success is more than just making money. It's a lot of different things to a lot of different people, and it's also about balance. You know, here's an example, real quick story. One day, a wealthy man took his son on a trip to the countryside where he could show him how poor people lived, and they spent a day and a night with a very poor family. And when they got back from their trip, the man asked his son, "So, how did you like the trip?" Son says, "It was great, Dad." The father said, or asked, "Did you see how poor people can be?" Son said, "Yeah." "And what did you learn?" asked the father. Son answered, "I saw that we have a dog at home and they have four. We have a pool that extends to the middle of the garden. They have a creek that has no end. We have imported lamps in the garden, and they have the stars. Our patio reaches to the front yard. They have the whole horizon. Thanks, Dad, for showing me how poor we are." So,
good
obviously,
story.
Son, it's about perspective, isn't it? And that's what success is. And so let's talk about what is success and what is it not. And quite a number of years ago, my wife Tracy and I were talking about this, and I mean a long time ago. I can't even tell you, probably 10 or 15 years ago, and we were discussing this, and I just said, "How would you define success?" And this is what she said. Then she started rattling this stuff off, and I said, whoa, wait, I got to write this down. And so this is what I wrote down. This is what she said. Success means knowing that you tried your best to accomplish something despite your fears, doubts, and lack of guaranteed assurance that it would succeed. Success is knowing in your heart that the journey will be worthwhile regardless of the outcome. Success is being able to go to sleep at night knowing you did your best that day to be a good parent, husband, wife, brother, sister, or friend. Success means never gnawing over past mistakes, only resolving to not repeat them. Success is knowing that you have grown as a person this day and will do so every day. If you have a positive impact on even one other person's life, you are a success. And then she went on to say, to add, success is not limited to material acquisitions. While we have an obligation to provide material comforts for our family, success can never be measured by such standards. The expensive houses, cars, clothes, and jewelry everyone owns could all be removed in an instant through an act of nature or some freak accident. But when the people around us, friends and family, can honestly say that their lives are better with us in it, that is a gift, a measure of success no person on this earth can tamper with, just as no person on earth can give us that gift if we haven't earned it by the way we live. Good thoughts.
You know, it's so true. Lots of people, unfortunately, measure success by acquisition, as you'd already said that Tracy had remarked about. But they judge each other, not just their own success, but other people's success. And this is where sometimes we all get wrapped up into this world about, you know, just beyond food and shelter and stuff. But, you know, when I moved out to where I am now, one of the first questions is, oh, did you buy something to live in? You know, whereas some other place would be, oh, and what do you do for a living? Do you see? So, and I find that it's even culturally influenced, like these pockets of areas, different cities, you know, countries. But there is usually something attached with acquisition or what you own. It's interesting.
And so we have to remember that success covers consciousness and spirituality. It covers relationships. It covers finances, of course, but it's broad. So let's talk about the best definition of success I've ever come across in my life. And then a kind of a secondary best. But this one is a quote an approach that's based on a quote by Thomas H. Huxley. My definition, and I've adopted this and kind of adapted it, my definition of success is this. If you want to be successful in anything, do what you should do when you should do it. Now let that just slowly simmer for a moment. Do what you should do when you should do it. I mean, if you want to be successful in anything, that's what it takes. Do what you should do when you should do it. Now, obviously, the big challenge at times is knowing exactly what to do and knowing exactly when to do it. But if you knew those two things, that would be exactly correct. Do what you should do when you should do it. And of course, as we gain experience in life, we have an easier time, perhaps, of knowing what to do and when we should do it. And if we continue to meditate on this, kind of a secondary and maybe more of a practical definition of success that I've used for decades is this: being able to do what you want, when you want, to a reasonable degree. You know, everybody has their own definitions, but being able to do what you want, when you want, to a reasonable degree. And, you know, to be able to make that fly in many ways, you got to have finances. And that's just a perhaps sad fact of this world. If you want to do anything, it takes resources. It's just like MCHS Church. If we want to grow and be able to help more people, it takes resources. It takes finances. I don't like it, but that's the world I live in. And so that's why we encourage members to support their church so that we can in turn support others, because we do some charitable giving and we do offer educations and things like that at a drastically reduced rate and sometimes for nothing. So we're trying to do that, but that's just the world we live in. So you got to kind of have your finances together, because when you don't have any money, nothing else, you can't do anything else. It's you're consumed with trying to eke out an existence. All right, now we got about 20 minutes or so left in the program, and I want to quickly go through my 25 characteristics of success. Now, where do these come from? Good question. I have been keenly interested in why some people succeed and some don't, and I have been for decades again. And so many years ago, anytime I was around somebody who was successful, whether that was at a perhaps a trade show or maybe a conference or anything like that, anytime I came into somebody who was successful, I would ask them, you know, why are you successful? What do you do that makes you successful? And the interesting thing is that they could rarely answer me. They could rarely give me an answer because they just didn't know at the top of their head. They just seemed to instinctively do what it took to be successful. So when I began to realize that nobody could really tell me why they were successful, they just were, I began to ask better questions. And those questions, well, how do you do this? How do you go about that? What's your view on this? And those kinds of questions. Because obviously they couldn't tell me. I could discern that by seeing how they approached their business or life or whatever. And so as I did this, I began to formulate the common traits and characteristics that I began to see in these different folks. And so I kind of condensed those into a list of 25. And so we don't have a ton of time, but I'm going to go through it and go through it a little bit quick. I'm going to comment on one or two, and I'm sure Dr. Vicky will jump in there as well. But see if any of these 25 traits and characteristics resonate with you. The first one is successful people do what they love and love what they do. We've all heard that adage, do what you want and the money will follow, and that's generally true. But they know what they want, and they love doing what they do. The second one is successful people have a plan for living. You know, we all probably have a plan for dying, right? We call it a will. That's a plan for dying. Well, how many of us have a plan for living? That's a good point. So successful people have a plan for living. They don't just wander aimlessly through life. They know where they're going. Number three, successful people manage their lives and their time. They're not enslaved to too many different things. They prioritize. They understand that each one of us is credited with exactly 168 hours per week, no more, no less. And so they use that time wisely. They work smart rather than hard. Number four, successful people know themselves well. They endeavor to be the master of their own ship. So they know who they are. They know why they are who they are. They have taken time to get to know themselves. Number five, successful people invest in themselves. They're always looking for ways to improve. So, you know, they're always looking to learn something. And they can learn something from all kinds of people. They take advantage of seminars, workshops, training, different areas. They enroll in our school. They enroll in a lot of schools. They just want to continue to grow. And where are we at? Number six, successful people have confidence in themselves and the value they offer. And this amazing confidence that they have just shows itself in all that they do. Whether they're walking, talking, helping someone, or anything else, they just exude this confidence. And this confidence is a product of their healthy self-esteem. It's not because of them esteem. Now, here's an interesting little side point to this one. Sometimes confident people can come off to certain other people as arrogant or superior acting, but with truly successful people, it has nothing to do with that. You know, and an interesting thing I found through my life is that people with little or no self-esteem are often threatened or intimidated by those who are self-confident. So don't be one of them. Be confident. All right, number seven. Any thoughts so far?
No, I'm listening. I think that I'm seeing a thread through all of your comments, Doug, and I'm enjoying that. It's great.
All right, number seven. Successful people are leaders. As a rule, successful people are leaders and achievers are not followers. You know, while successful people entertain different perspectives from others, they use critical thinking skills to make their own decisions. They're not afraid to lead the way into uncharted territory. That's a big one there. Sometimes others follow, sometimes they don't, but it makes a little difference to a successful person who is used to the loneliness that being a leader and a pioneer sometimes brings. This is true of anybody who's really gone on to accomplish anything. Sometimes it's just your gut. We're going to get to that in another one too, but, you know, move forward. They're leaders. Number eight, successful people are problem solvers. They tackle problems with intelligence and emotional detachment. They look for creative solutions to problems. They don't dismiss radical alternatives. We call that the 180 principle, you know, exact opposite. And it's true that sometimes they might feel some fear, but they do it anyway. They don't ever let fear prevent them from implementing alternatives and solutions that make sense. They weigh the pros and cons, of course, but then they make a decision and move forward. Number nine, successful people are single-minded. They have a forward focus in their vision, a forward bent, so to speak. They even walk with purpose and direction. You ever see anybody like that? They just walk, and they have a forward bent. I mean, their direction is forward, and that's the way they move. They possess abundant energy and enthusiasm for what they do and for life in general, but they have this forward momentum. And that kind of leads into number 10, which is successful people have drive. You know, since they have a clearly defined life vision plan for living, goals, objectives, they don't lack motivation because they're driven by their dream. They love what they do. They do what they love. They gain intense satisfaction from all their endeavors. And here's another big one. They create their own luck. And that's what happens when people who are driven to accomplish their dreams. Number 11 here, successful people generally do what has to be done when it has to be done. They recognize and strive to apply this primary law of success in all that they do. And this in turn, of course, fuels their success because they know that to ignore necessary things leads to failure in those endeavors. They happily apply the wise words from an unknown author that said, "When there is a hill to climb, don't think that waiting will make it any smaller." Number 12, successful people take responsibility for themselves and their success. This is pretty straightforward. You know, they take responsibility. I mean, if they've done something, they've messed up or something, they take responsibility. But by the same token, when they do something successful and correct, they take credit for it. There's nothing wrong with taking credit for something you did right, you know. But they also take responsibility for any failures or mistakes, and then they learn the lesson. They don't blame others. They move on. Number 13. Successful people try new ways and approaches without hesitation. Successful people give up what's not working and look for what will. And this is a trial and error process, by the way. But they exercise foresight and deal with whatever unexpected events occur when they happen. They're never satisfied with doing things the same old way when there's a better way to do it. They'll brainstorm for new and fresh ideas with others. Maybe these ideas will work better. You know, and it's like, anytime you got a problem, I know there's a solution out there. It's like this solution is there. If I could just pluck it out of the air somehow. But this is an important trait of successful people. Because so many people who are not that successful they're trying a certain way, they're trying a certain thing, and it's just not working, but they have a death grip on it. They will not let it go. They want to keep going. Now, sometimes that's wise, but you got to have a good basis for that. Sometimes, and a lot of times, it's just the wrong direction. It's the wrong way to go, and you can't have a death grip on it. You've got to let it go. When it's obvious that a direction in life or business or whatever it is not working out, not going to work out, let it go. But so many people, well, I've got so much money invested in it. I don't care. Let it go. Release it. Move in a different direction. Do it a different way. And truly successful people have an ability to just change, to just drop it, move on. Doesn't matter how much money they've invested. They just, if it's not working, it's not working, and they change. They let it go, and they find something that will work.
So the same thing could be said for an application. It doesn't mean that what you're doing is wrong. It could be the application needs to be changed.
Or the approach, the way you're
doing it. Yeah, absolutely.
So the goal might not be wrong, but the road to achieving that goal may take you off in the wrong direction. But hey, I can still see it. It's way over yonder in the distance. But that road won't get you there. But I've spent so much gas money driving down this road. I don't care. Spend more gas money, drive back. Find a better way.
True enough.
All right, number 14. Successful people welcome and embrace change. This kind of goes along with the previous one. Change is life. And if you hate change, you better get over it. Because that's all life does is change. Everything changes. And a lot of people hate change, especially if you're analytical in nature, you hate change. Get over it. Learn to embrace change, because that's the only way any progress is ever made, is when there's change. Well, I don't want to quit doing it the old way. I mean, look at us today. I mean, it's 2014. Everybody's got a smartphone. Everybody's got computers, tablets, iPads, Androids. You know, your smartphone has got all kinds of stuff it does. You know, Skype, we're talking on videos. I mean, it's a whole different world than it was 10 years ago or 20 years ago or 30 years ago, especially. You know, change happens. Embrace it. Okay, number 15, successful people are not afraid to take calculated risks. This is another big one. And by taking risks, they refuse to hold back from shattering any. I'm going to go back on this. I had an error message, so I was distracted. I apologize. By taking risks, they refuse to hold back from shattering any disabling attitudes. In other words, they will change their attitude if they have to. They carefully consider the necessary risk of going in a certain direction, but they're not afraid to stick their neck out or go out on a limb if they're reasonably certain of success, and even sometimes when they're not certain of anything. But they're smart enough to learn from their mistakes. Do what you fear most, and you control fear, author unknown. But taking calculated risk doesn't mean be stupid. It means calculate it, consider it, and then go for it. You can only win. Well, you might fail too, but then you learn something. Number 16, successful people are committed. They never try. They do. They know what it means to be firmly committed to their dream. They make things happen and accomplish much. Successful people do or die. They don't do or try. They know that they cannot succeed. They don't know that they can't succeed, so they go out and succeed anyway. Well, they might have these moments where of uncertainty where, you know, they're not sure, but, you know, they don't listen to those disabling thoughts. They go forward and many times reap the benefits from that. One of the quotes, too, that I have here, and this is kind of a quick, interesting story. Eleanor Smith Sullivan, she is deceased now. She died in 2010 at the age of 98, but she set several women's records in early aviation while still in her teens, back in the early 20th century, and she was also the author of The Aviatrix. In fact, when you get off the program here, just go look up Eleanor Smith and you'll read all about her. But she wrote in her book this, and this is a great quote here. "It has long since come to my attention that people of accomplishment rarely set back and let things happen to them. They went out and happened to things." And that's a big part of this with successful people. They don't let life happen to them. They go out and happen to life. And Eleanor Smith is a splendid example of that. She never tried. She did. And gosh, about back in the year 2000, I had a chance to visit with her on the phone. I was researching my first book, and I came across this quote, and I just had to call her. I wanted to put it in the book, and I did. And I talked to her for a few minutes. And she was quite unpretentious. I mean, she was even flattered a bit that somebody looked her up and called her, you know. It was nice to talk to her, and I'm sorry to see that she's gone, but I'm happy for her in her next chapter. All right, let's get through the rest of these. I'm just going to mention them. Successful people face life head on. That's number 17. They control their own destiny. That is what that one is. Number 18, successful people possess persistent resilience. Persistent resilience. Sure, they have problems. Sometimes they make mistakes. But they have persistent resilience. They get up again and again every time they fall. And because persistent resilience always wins. So ask yourself, who's more persistent, me or the problem? Number 19, successful people have personal integrity. That's not a whole lot more needs to be said about that one. They have integrity, honesty, sincerity. Number 20, successful people make you feel as if you're the most important person in the world. That means that they are interested in you. They focus on you. When you're talking to them, they give you their attention. Number 21, successful people understand human nature. They work with it. They understand that you fight human nature, you're going to lose every time. They understand that people don't want toothpaste, they want white teeth. So in other words, they understand how it all works. They work with people. Number 22, successful people are good communicators, excellent communicators. Number 23, successful people have presence of mind. They're mentally sharp because they exercise their mind. Number 24, successful people have presence and presentation. You can detect this because they're often very professional, sophisticated, and charismatic. Number 25, successful people are intuitive. And this is a powerful thing that they use. It helps them to overcome problems. It's a gut feeling. And they intuitively know the direction to go. So that's the 25 traits, characteristics of success. If you want to learn more about those, you can take the course. It's M4 at the International College. It's ICHSWorld.org. It's ICHS-M4, Metaphysical Arts of Success. All right.
You know, if I can inject here,
please do
a little thought, Doug. You know, we get this impression that success means self-employment, and that's not necessarily true. You know, there's a lot of things in there that describe the difference between somebody who can be self-employed and someone who's not. But people who hold down regular jobs, day jobs, you know, or applied to a profession that's routine, you know, there's tremendous success in that also. I think that, you know, what I'm hearing in all of this is being confident to be who you are and what you apply yourself to, and these would be the qualities.
Yep, well put. So hopefully those helped. You might have to listen to them a time or two. If you really want to get into them again, go to ICHSWorld.org. Look at the course descriptions page and you'll find M4, the Metaphysical Laws of Success. I know we kind of went through that quickly, but there was a lot of food for thought in that those 25 characteristics. So, you know, take what you want, leave the rest. If maybe you found something that resonates with you and you can employ it. Anyway, we appreciate your time with us this week. If you are an IMHS student, we have our first ever online graduation ceremony coming up a week Saturday. It's on May 3rd. So if you are a bachelor, master's, or doctoral graduate, you are free to participate with us. Just go to the Student Center at IMHS and register to graduate. And if you're not going to graduate yet, join us too on the ceremony. It's going to be an exciting time because we have a lot of folks who are going to graduate, so you can support them. And basically it's going to work like we're doing tonight. We're going to do it via a private page on Blog Talk Radio. So what else we got to encourage people in the next 50 seconds?
Well, we'll see you again next week, that's for sure. You know, we're back weekly. We took a break, but we are back every week, and it takes a little time to, you know, build it up for people to know that we're here again. And, you know, we're going to try to give a variety of topics and hopefully useful topics. So, you know, spread the word a little bit.
Yeah, we appreciate that. If you want to learn more about MCHS Church, visit us at mchschurch.org. All right, so we're going to let the music play out. Folks, thanks again for being with us. Until next week, listen, think, learn, grow, and live. Have a great week.
Good night.